This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Whitehall High School, home of the North, inside of this non-conference boys basketball game between your McDonald Central Max out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference and the Whitehall Norse from the large Dairyland Conference. The JV game just finishing up in 6 seconds here as the clock is winding down. McDonald with a nice comeback win on the JV side, 53-40. Is the final in the junior varsity contest, and the title card coming up next between your 7-2 Max and the 8-2 Norse of Whitehall. Both of these teams were in the state tournament last year. Whitehall eliminated in Division 4 in the state semifinal. McDonald went all the way to the state championship game in Division 5 before falling to Wausau Newman and bringing home that silver ball to Chippewa Falls. Right now, McDonald second in the Western Cloverbelt Conference at 4-1, trailing only Bloomer, who's perfect in conference at 5-0 and 8-1 overall. But McDonald has won four straight games, victories over Cadott, Ladysmith Athens, and Stanley Boyd, but all of those home games. In fact, McDonald has not had a true road contest yet. The only time they've been outside the friendly confines of Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium was that game we had for you on December 9th, a win 65-34 over Colfax at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic on the campus of UW-Stout. So this will be the first true road game and a great road test for the Max. Again, playing a team that brought back a lot of talent from that state semifinal squad last year. They're missing their leading scorer, Devin McCune. Luke Bigley, they're big from last year as well, missing from this squad. But a lot of talent returning, and as we'll hear from head coach Tyler Peterson, they can shoot, and they are not afraid to shoot as well, the Whitehall Norse. Whitehall right now is 4-0. Perfect in the large Dairyland Conference and in first place in that conference as well. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Tyler Peterson of the Norse. It's the Max against Whitehall. WOGO Sports on the road here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680, streaming and podcasts at WOGO.com. We're back in two.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as we continue Max pregame live from Whitehall High School. It's the Max and the Norse, a pair of two-loss teams, both near the top of their respective conferences.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on the road at Whitehall. It's the Max against the Norse here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, here with head coach Tyler Peterson of Whitehall. And coach, obviously, this is a team that went to state in Division IV last year. You've got a lot to replace, but you've been scoring the ball. You've got some youngsters, but really it seems like a senior group is what you're counting on this year.
Yeah, we got four out of the seven that returned from last year's state run. Good kids, good young kids underneath them as well, that are really starting to learn and grow. And they're starting to really mesh well and put a lot of points up for sure.
Eight out of your first 10 wins, McDonald got you last year. Obviously, they have a little bit different look, but some of those same last names, kids that played a lot of basketball, even if not at the varsity level yet.
Oh, for sure. And they're a good program, and we're getting to be a good program, and good programs just reload. They don't rebuild. So when you have a expectation of winning, it's easy to pawn off on the kids, and McDonald has a very good program going, and we're starting to get there as well.
And finally, coach, sure, there's not a lot of height on your roster, but I'm sure you and the young men say, hey, that's no excuse. We're going to battle on the boards every night.
Oh, for sure. Small ball has won a few championships within a lot of NBA college, and we're not relying fully on the three. We shoot very well. We're starting to attack very well, and our technically bigs are really working the boards and finding the baseline openings, and we're starting to really click and find our roles for sure.
Well, coach, thank you so much for the time, and should be an entertaining one tonight.
Thank you.
Head coach Peterson back with Coach Schilling of the Max after this on WOGO Sports.
To be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the
there
glass.
We go.
Good. Gets McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the
left side. Oh, he's good. Three points. Beats the goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on the road at Whitehall here on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Two teams that were in the state tournament last year in the Whitehall Norse, and you are McDonald Max here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. Coach, you've won four in a row. You picked up a nice conference victory over Stanley Boyd.
I think you told us in the postgame last time that you feel like this team, a fairly young team of yours, is maybe starting to scratch the surface of their potential, but still have a lot to unlock.
Yeah, I think we still haven't really played our best basketball yet. So, defensively, we want to keep getting better with that. Offensively, I think still just, making free throws, taking care of the ball, those types of things we want to keep improving at. So just every time we get a chance to play a game, it's an opportunity to get better, and we're looking forward to playing tonight.
This Whitehall team does have some returnees from that team that went to state. They played in some big games. Obviously, their size isn't quite what they had last year. You guys aren't a huge team, but is that something still where you feel like on the boards you got to win that?
Yeah, I think rebounding-wise, we want to go to the offensive glass, and then we want to hold them to one shot. So hopefully we can get some post offense going too a little bit. I think we've been working on that with some of our guys last couple weeks. So if we can work our way inside out, it's pretty good for our offense.
Obviously, your offense shot the ball incredibly well. I think 9 of 16. It'd be nice to repeat that performance. But if the shots aren't going in from outside, you feel like the offense is developing in a way where you'll get that patience and again, just be looking for the best shot, not a quick one?
Yeah, we want to be well-rounded on offense. And, outside shots can come and go. So if we're able to get some stuff going to the rim, some post-ups, some offensive rebounds, and transition offense is one thing we want to get better at, too. So a lot of ways you can score, and we're hoping we can get better at all of them.
Well, Coach, it's been great to see this team continue to improve. We'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about another McDonald win.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Max will continue with Max pregame here on WOGO Radio, live on the road at Whitehall. It's the Max and the Norse on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to Whitehall High School. Max pregame here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Zach Wycheck back in the WOGO studios in Halley, our producer tonight. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-2025 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. It's McDonald at 7-2 against the 8-2 Whitehall Norse. And Mark Maloney, both of these teams in their respective divisions, which is now the same division, D4 this year, went to state last year. And again, some missing players from those state runs, some returnees, some players that probably were sitting on the bench saying, hey, I want that to be me in the future. And again, McDonald's won 7 out of 9, Whitehall 8 out of 10 to start the season.
Yeah, and again, I think the McDonald boys are playing
you know, coach says they haven't played their best game yet, but they're working their way towards that. They've played some good physical basketball here in the last couple of games. And, you know, this runs, we got the height advantage for sure, but we'll have to be able to run against these guys. These guys look like they could run down there with Whitehall.
And they can shoot as well. Whitehall coming into this game, 73.1 points per game scored, defensively giving up 61.5. McDonald scoring 56.8 points per game, 47.6 on the defensive side. A quick recap of McDonald's last game, 61-39. They knocked off Stanley Boyd at home for their fourth conference victory. A nice road win for Whitehall over Regis, 68-63 on Saturday. In that game for McDonald, they had four players with six-plus rebounds. They were led by Cale Holm with 23 points. He was 5 of 7 from downtown. Cooper Mittermeier, 11 points, 3 of 4 from long range. Carson Galvez had 13 points and 7 rebounds as McDonald was 9 of 16, 56%. From distance and 60% from the field. We're back with the Choice and Ford keys to the game in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports, live from Whitehall.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Choice and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Choice and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wurzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Rapidly approaching here in high school, it's McDonald Boys Basketball. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, and it's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What's a key or two for McDonald to get victory number 8 on the season?
Again, I think with our height advantage, I think we got a one and done on the defensive side. You know, Whitehall can shoot one time. Let's get the rebound. Let's clear it out. And let's pick up the pace a little bit. Let's see if we can't start out fast. Again, I think the turnovers have been pretty minimal here the last couple of games, so let's just play a really clean game here and get it going quickly.
Your Choice in Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice in Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back with your player introductions and tip-off next on WOGO, the home of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the glass, good. Give McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
He's good. 3 points. Beats a goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to Whitehall High School, home of the Norse. It's the McDonald Max and Whitehall here, non-conference boys basketball. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney here on the road at Whitehall, about an hour south of Chippewa Falls. And the Whitehall Norse out of the large Dairyland Conference 8-2 record, 4-0, leading the Conference McDonald at 7-2 on the season, 4-1, and in second place in the Western Clover Belt. Starting lineup for head coach Adam Schilling in his sixth season at the helm here at McDonald. A record of 103 victories and 40 defeats, 71% winning percentage. Cooper Mittermeier, 5'11", junior guard, wears number 3, 13.3 points per game to lead the team. Cale Holm, 5'7", sophomore guard, number 20, 13 points per contest, second on the team. Jordan Sikora, who had 8 assists in that game against Stanley Boyd, 6'3", junior guard, number 24, 7.4 points per game, leads the team at just under 4 assists per game. Carson Galvez, 6'3", sophomore forward, number 33, 11.8 points and 6.6 rebounds to lead the team. And Miles Flanagan, 6'3", senior center, number 44, 4.1 points, second on the team with 6.1 rebounds. Under the direction of Tyler Peterson, the Whitehall Norse will start Braden Lazowski, 6'2", senior, 16 points per game and 7.4 rebounds. Number 5, Mason Pintock, 6'2", junior, 8.2 points and 8 rebounds. Also, number 10, Preston Schroeder, 6'1", senior, 9.4 points per game. Number 11, Grant Olson, 5'11", senior, at 14.2 points per game. And rounding out the starting 5, Seth Lambeck, 5'10", senior, number 24, 11.2 points per game. Stats courtesy of Wisports.net and through 5 games. So, again, we don't have complete stats for Whitehall, but we know they can shoot and score from a variety of areas, starting 4 seniors and 1 junior. Whitehall clad in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the orange numerals and lettering, black piping and orange on the sides of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, and the gold piping. Jordan Sikora will jump at midcourt and wins the tap back to Miles Flanagan, and we are underway here on WOGO's. McDonald moves left to right in the opening half here at Whitehall. Sikora up top, penetrates just inside the foul line, hangs from 6 feet and hits, and Jordan Sikora the first 2 of the game. And McDonald will come out with some light backcourt pressure again against this Whitehall team that went to state in Division 4 last year. Up top, Seth Lambeck. Lambeck, one of the seniors, leaves it right wing. Whitehall, you'll notice, will not be afraid to shoot, averaging 73.1 points per game. Lambeck on the left wing, matched up against Cale Holm, kick out right side. Looking for the first 3 of the game was Lazowski, goes back to Lambeck. Lambeck swings out. Lazowski outside the arc, he's doubled. Bounces it back to Preston Schroeder. Schroeder.
2-3 zone out there, Caleb. Kind of giving them a little bit of trouble.
Working against this McDonald 2-3 zone, as you mentioned. Grant Olson, the lone junior, one of the 4 seniors in this starting lineup, has it on the left wing. A bump off up top on Cale Holm. Leaves it for Pintock. Pintock is that lone junior on the right side. At the foul line, Lambeck tries to slide a bounce pass. It's tipped in the arms of Carson Galvez. McDonald coming the other way, leading 2-0. Cooper Mittermeier, left corner, back up top. They'll swing around Carson Galvez to Cale Holm in the right corner. Checked by Lambeck. Finds Cooper Mittermeier, Carson Galvez left wing. He had that career-high 26 points in game 2 of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Sakura looking down in the paint for Galvez. Finds him, right block extended. Carson battling, down in with the left hand, gets a nice roll. Carson Galvez, the 6'3 sophomore, using that height to good effect. It's 4-0 McDonald. On the right side for the Whitehall Norse. Again, their only losses this season to Osseo Fairchild and Colfax. Whistle up top and a foul on McDonald. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. First foul of the game goes against Cooper Mittermeier of McDonald, and Cooper pulls in a steal. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm races down the floor and scores 6-0 McDonald.
Nice. Again, great defense there. That's Whitehall's second turnover.
6-0 the max. Drop down, right block extended. That's Pintock. They'll work it back up top to Lambeck. Tipped pass, and Cale Holm ends up with a steal after Galvez got a piece of it. Push ahead to Flanagan. Miles down the lane, up with the left hand. No, but a blocking foul called against Preston Schroeder, the 6'1 senior. And Miles will go to the line. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw pops out for Miles. He's shooting 13% from the foul line, 1-for-8, now 1-for-9. See if he gets this dialed in. The lefty free throw, second one looked good, is good. Flanagan makes it 7-0 McDonald. With 15:20 to go in the half. Lambeck slides a bounce just past half court. He's going to get it back up top between the wheels. Lambeck, the senior, puts it on the floor. Kick out right side. Good closeout prevents the three by Lazowski. He'll leave it up top. Grant Olson finds Lazowski. Mittermeier giving up a couple inches to him. Lambeck to Lazowski on the right wing. Penetrates with a left-handed bounce. Out to Lambeck. Show and go just inside the foul line. Tries to shoot a bounce pass down low, and it gets by his man and out of bounds. Mason Pintock, the intended target. And another turnover back to McDonald. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Don't let it become a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. 7-0 McDonald. Thank you to Athletic Director Jamie Youngbauer and our host here tonight. Very gracious. And a great vantage point up here.
Yes.
Good vantage point for a Cooper Mittermeier three that pops in and out. Long rebound scrabbled for, and the Norse able to pull it in. Couple McDonald players had a chance at that. Lazowski driving left baseline, 14-footer, no, but a foul. I think Carson Galvez may be the guilty party.
Yes, he was.
Second foul on McDonald, third foul of the game, and that will send Whitehall to the line. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality, shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. First free throw is good for number two, Braden Lazowski. Lazowski is the 6'2" senior. That's the first point for the Norse here tonight. 7-1 McDonald. Second free throw is good as well.
I think that was only the first attempted shot at the basket.
Yeah, again, three early turnovers, I believe, if our unofficial count is right.
I'm up to four.
Four. That's why mine is unofficial. I found out I made a couple errors in the girls' game. Sorry, Aubrey. I stole the basket from you. Jordan Sikora against Lazowski in the left corner. Wheels goes into the paint, hangs up with the right hand, whistling a foul. And this one may go against Schroeder. Lazowski was also in the area.
Yep.
But I believe they got Preston Schroeder, the 6'1 senior.
The second.
And the Norsemen will send in a couple of their youngsters. Caden Johnson, who actually isn't a youngster, 5'10 junior. First free throw for Sikora pops in and out. But William Youngbauer, a freshman, 5'8", averaging 7.2 points and 3.6 rebounds from the stats we were able to find. So Sikora at the line, his team leading 7-2 with 14:06 to play. Second free throw attempt for Jordan, and the junior knocks it home. 3 points for Sikora, 6 points is the lead for McDonald, 8-2. And back across the timeline, leaves for Lazowski on the right wing, just inside the arc. Pulls it back up top. Quick trigger on a three for Whitehall. Back rim on that one for Youngbauer, the freshman. Sikora coming the other way. Hangs in the air. Flip up with the right hand. No. Rebound pulled down by Lazowski. And the Norse want to run. Lazowski loses it going behind his back. Steal by McDonald. Ahead to Cale Holm. Holm down the lane with the left hand. No. Follow. No. fighting for the rebound, knocking it back out as Holm and Cooper Mittermeier retrieves to Carson Galvez. Galvez splitting between two defenders, blocked on the way to the hoop. Good hands by the Norse, collapsing on defense out of the scramble. 8-2 it remains. McDonald under 13:30 to play. Kick out right side. Long run for that one and not quick enough. Lambeck looking for the errant pass and couldn't save it. Another turnover goes back to the Max. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Service Master Chippewa Valley Trust comes in the yellow truck. Carson Galvez, a jab step just inside the foul line, leaves for Cale Holm. Left wing feed, Jordan Sikora back up top. Carson Galvez rotates to Cale Holm on the right wing. Jordan Sikora left wing now, picked up by Lazowski, working off his screen up top. Cale Holm just right of the circle. Cale drives in hard, gets by his man, but blocked on the way to the hoop. Oh, they're going to get a foul on Jungbauer. Jungbauer thought he had it clean. He's got a little body coming from behind after Holm beat him off the bounce, and that will send Cale Holm to the line. Shooting two, it's been a mixed bag of results for McDonald so far. 2 of 4 from the foul line as Cale steps to the line. First free throw is good for Cale Holm. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Holm, 2 for 2. On that trip, the 69% foul shooter has 4 points. It's 10-2 McDonald. Lazowski across the timeline on our side here on the left. Jungbauer, the freshman, leaves for Lambeck. Lambeck flips out right wing. Lazowski, McDonald staying in this 2-3 zone look. Jungbauer kick out left side. Quick trigger on a three online and good. That's Caden Johnson, the 5'10 junior. Came off the bench and hits a big three for Whitehall, 10-5. Mittermeier drops it down for Flanagan. Power dribble for Flanagan, up and in for two. From low on the left, Miles Flanagan, his first field goal. He has 3 points. The McDonald lead is 12-5.
Good assist there by Cooper and a nice power move by Miles.
Lazowski pulls up, foul line jumper, back rim, no rebound. Carson Galvez snaps it down. He'll push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm on the run, trying to get by the freshman Jungbauer. No, too strong, knocked out of bounds. Back to the Norse. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Haliant anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Mason Bussey about to step in for McDonald. Lazowski up top, leaves for Lambeck between the wheels. Lambeck working against the zone to Lazowski. At the foul line, comes to a jump stop, wheeling, kick out right side. Caden Johnson just hit that three. He'll pull up in the lane from 6 feet. Can't get it to roll in. Pulling down the rebound, Carson Galvez. Now leads the team in that category. Quick trigger on a three for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier, no from the left side. Battling for the offensive board, Miles Flanagan.
Nice.
Back out to Flanagan.
Miles.
To Galvez. Sikora left corner now. Jordan Sikora looking to the post. Feeds Galvez, left block extended. Backing down his man out to Flanny. Right wing. Back to Flanagan from Cooper Mittermeier. Miles whips it out, left corner feed. Cale Holm for three, comes up short. Rebound pulled down by Whitehall. Miles Flanagan trying to knock it away from Jungbauer as he led the break. Jungbauer on the left wing, the young freshman. Far side feed, Lazowski. 12-5 McDonald, just under 11 minutes to play here from Whitehall. Quick trigger on three, Caden Johnson looking to go 2 for 2. Robbed of that one as it popped in and out. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora right block extended, picks up the dribble, finds Galvez, bobbles the catch, and coming the other way is Jungbauer with the steal. Jungbauer, the freshman, down the lane, challenge, can't get it to fall. No whistle either, coming the other way. McDonald, Cale Holm drops it down for Flanagan. Flanagan got too far underneath the hoop.
It was
in the underside of the rim.
That ball was,
yeah, it was a tipped pass
from
Cale Holm.
Through.
Whitehall now wants to run. Runner pops in and out. Flanagan powers down the rebound. Quick outlet. Mittermeier push ahead. Jordan Sikora on the right side. Sikora straddling the three-point arc. Back to Galvez. Leaves for Sikora in the right corner. Cale Holm right of the circle. Cooper Mittermeier down to the left corner. Carson Galvez finds Sikora in the left wing. Cale Holm outside the arc. Pulls up at the foul line. Tried to shoot a bounce pass down low. It caroms off a couple shins. And Whitehall's Jungbauer finally pulls it loose.
I don't know who he was throwing that to. I didn't see anybody in the area there. I guess he thought Miles was going to cut across.
Right side, Caden Johnson shoots for Lambeck. Lambeck doesn't pull the trigger on a three. Into the left corner, quick trigger on a three. That time from Whitehall, no for Lazowski. Kick out of the broken play. Another three in and out, but knocked out to Jungbauer. He'll try a three with no hesitation. That's an air ball and rebound finally to McDonald.
Yeah, he kept tipping that right over the top of Kale.
Your Toyson Ford keys to the game was one and done. And McDonald has been pretty good so far. Carson Galvez for McDonald's first three. Nope. Front rim. Offensive rebound back out to Galvez from Sikora. Sikora leaves for Cooper Mittermeier left side. McDonald was 9 of 16 from distance in their last time out against Stanley Boyd. Down the lane, hanging in the air, not getting bailed out by a call, but hanging in the air and finishing. Sikora's miss finished by Flanagan, and Miles Flanagan has 5 points above his season average already. He's equaled the entire scoring tally of Whitehall. It's 14-5 McDonald. Right side, Lazowski standing near that black out-of-bounds line. Push to Lambeck. Lambeck between a couple defenders leaves for Jungbauer. Jungbauer, quick trigger on a three for the freshman. Front rim, no. Rebound knocked down into the arms of Galvez. And Sikora, I believe, had good position and someone went over his back. McDonald's going to sub in Mason Bussey, Grant Smisky, and Ben Siegenthaler now. Bussey, the 6'4" sophomore center, number 50. Grant Smisky, the 5'10" junior guard, number 1. And Ben Siegenthaler, the 6' junior forward, number 5. Staying on the floor, Carson Galvez and Cale Holm. So Flanagan, Mittermeier, and Sikora get a breather for Coach Adam Schilling. 8:35 to go, first half, 14-5 McDonald here at Whitehall. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck, our producer, back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Siegenthaler lost the handle for a moment. Cale Holm grabs it. Galvez left wing. Carson puts on the floor with the right hand out to Mason Bussey, the sophomore, leaves for Cale Holm. Holm right back to Mason. Mason crashing to the hoop and scores. A nice give-and-go action there for McDonald. 16-5 as Bussey makes his presence felt immediately. Lambeck down the lane. Nice drive and a dump-off pass and no finish for Caden Johnston. Everything there but the bucket. Left wing, Carson Galvez. Galvez has the baseline, hangs in the air, and hits high off the top of the glass.
Very good finish.
Galvez with 4, 18-5 McDonald. Lambeck trying to return the favor down the right side of the lane. Can't get the finger roll. Push ahead. Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler comes to a jump stop and traveled with the basketball. Couldn't quite get the finish there, could Ben, but he was running out in front of everyone. Timeout on the floor. With 7:35 to go, we'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. Nope, 60 seconds. Back in a minute here on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball. 7:35 to go, first half here on the road at Whitehall. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. McDonald up 13, 18-5. Whitehall with the basketball out of the timeout. Lambeck up top, pulls up at the foul line, kick out on the left wing. That's Preston Schroeder. He'll leave it up top for Lambeck. Lambeck working against that 2-3 zone, wheeling, working on the pivot. On the left side, Mason Pintock. Right side, Lazowski, who has a couple free throws. Just one field goal so far for the Norse. Kick into the right corner. Quick three and a block there in the corner by Galvez as he said no to the shot from Lambeck. Up top, Cale Holm. Deep three right of the circle. Money.
Nice shot by Cale.
First three of the night for McDonald. They hit nearly 9 per game. 21-5 the max. Lambeck on the right wing. pursued by Smiski. Kick to the left side. Lazowski leaves it for a better shot in the left corner. That's a good look from Grant Olson. Second three of the night for the Norse, and it's 21-8, McDonald.
They can shoot them. Like they're not afraid to pull the trigger.
Grant Smiski up top, working off a screen from Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler gets the call, right wing. Straddling the arc, dangerous pass, knocked away and out of bounds, will stay with McDonald. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-2025 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538. Today, Alex Tokarski came into the game for the first time now. The 6'3" senior forward, number 10. Also, Cooper Mittermeier and Jordan Sikora back out there. Grant Smiski and Mason Bussey stay on the floor for Adam Schilling. We're almost to the two-thirds point of the first half. 21-8, McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier pulls it up just inside the foul line. Loops it over for Grant Smiski in that right corner. Smiski looking for Bussey in the post. Nothing there yet. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier double. Gets by one defender. In some trouble along the right block, out to Tokarski. Tokarski drives in hard to the hoop. Can't get the shot to fall with the right hand. And coming the other way are the Whitehall Norse. Grant Olson on the right side. Long cross-court skip Lambeck. They left him wide open for three. That one bounces off the front of the rim and over the top of the backboard. That was a good look for Seth Lambeck, but wouldn't go down.
Awesome.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Alex Tokarski had a nice drive to the basket last time down.
Flanagan will be coming back in at the next stoppage. Tokarski leaves it right side. And
illegal
a bump
screen
up top, illegal screen on Tokarski as he's trying to give Cooper Mittermeier some room. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Flanagan back in as Bussey checks out for McDonald. Lazowski up top between the wheels, leaves it on the left side for Mason Pintock. Right wing feed, Grant Olson. Olson for Lazowski, thought about the three. And Whitehall has made a couple of them so far, hasn't been afraid to shoot them. Lazowski in the right corner. Quick closeout. Cooper Mittermeier. Lazowski comes to a jump shot between a couple defenders. Lost his footing out to Lambeck. Lambeck crossover on his man down the lane. Nice feed inside. Kick out. The work back to Lazowski. Deep three right side is good.
Good ball movement.
Two free throws and a trio of trays for Whitehall. No two-point make so far. They trail by 10, 21-11. And they're scoring over 73 points per game. Cooper Mittermeier getting by his man, tries to wrap a bounce pass around, lost it for a moment. Now resets up top, drops down for Tokarski, crashing to the hoop and scores.
Nice pass.
Cooper knew where Alex was the entire time. It's 23-11. McDonald, they lead by 12, under 4 to go, and a steal. Push ahead, Grant Smiski off the steal by Mittermeier. Back to Tokarski. Tokarski at the left block. Goes up strong off the glass and four straight for the senior Alex Tokarski.
They get his buckets while he's out there.
25-11, McDonald. Bounce pass across the timeline. That's Lazowski. Works in into the right corner. Gets it back high on the right. Lambeck on the left wing. Lambeck the senior to Lazowski. Going for two threes in a row, and yes, he will. Braden Lazowski, their leading scorer from what stats we're able to gather. The 6'2 senior, a couple triples in a row, 25-14 McDonald. They lead by 11. Sikora finds Tokarski. Tokarski feeling it, goes down to the left block. Works it out to Miles Flanagan, straddling the arc on the right wing. Handoff, Grant Smiski. Smiski puts on the floor with the left hand. Tokarski leaves for Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier trying to get by his man. Works it back up top, Flanagan. Right side, Sikora. 25-14 McDonald. Flanagan doubled. Kick back out to Tokarski. Going to the hoop again. A little bit too deep that time as he hit the rim. 2:46 to go.
Good look. Good cut.
Tokarski Workout right side. Three on the way, in and out. No good for Lambeck. And now we have jump a whistle ball. And a foul underneath.
Oh, jump ball.
And jump ball, you're right. So possession, I believe, will stay with the Norse. Cale Holm going to come in, along with Carson Galvez, Grant Smisky, and Alex Tokarski will take a seat for Coach Schilling. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. Inbounds, no. Pushback, no. For Mason Pintock, couple good looks there for the junior. Again, H&R Electric proud to back the Max. 715-723-2977. Jake and the crew at H&R Electric. Cooper Mittermeier to Sikora, wide open for three, left corner. That's an air ball. Came up short, rebound Caden Johnson. 25-14, McDonald leads by 11, but Whitehall's started to heat up. Lazowski for his third three in a row, no. Rebound pulled in by Sikora with a good box out. Push ahead, Cale Holm. Holm crossing over down the lane, kick out Galvez. Galvez to Sikora. Leaves for Mittermeier in the left corner. Cale Holm wide open for three. About time McDonald made one from that spot. Left corner pocket triple. And Cale Holm has 10 points for McDonald. A whistle the other way as the Whitehall Norse on the attack. And that is Mason Pintock, the junior, crashing to the hoop and crashing to the floor. As McDonald Jordan, picks up their fourth foul.
Jordan Sikora picked that one up.
First on Sikora. And Pintock looking for his first points, and he's good from the foul line. 6'2" junior. 28-15, McDonald. Second free throw for Pintock comes up short, but a nice hometown roll there for the junior. He has 2 points, and it's 28-16. McDonald's lead trimmed to 12. On the right wing, Jordan Sikora. Sikora puts it on the floor with the right hand. Finds Galvez, right block extended. Galvez along the baseline, kick out. Cale Holm going 2-for-2 from the left corner pocket.
Give him the ball.
Holm has made three triples and now a steal, but gives it right back as he tries to save it in front of the scorer's table. 31-16, McDonald. Kick out to Lazowski up top. Working the left elbow into the left corner now. Crossing over. Nifty move to the bucket and a nice finish from Caden Johnson. He has five. Little flip with the right hand underhanded there as Johnson twisting to the rack. 31-18, McDonald with 1:06 to play. Sikora trying to get by his man Lazowski, who reaches behind and knocks it loose, but a whistle and a foul. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Inbound to Miles Flanagan, who's called for a quick travel. 59.8 seconds remain. 31-18 our score. McDonald on the road, leading by 13 here at Whitehall. Whitehall leading the large Dairyland Conference. McDonald in second in the Western Clover Belt. Cross-court Skip Lazowski high on the right. He's been dangerous from that spot. Youngbauer in the right corner. Touch pass to Caden Johnson, who's had the hot hand. Johnson tries to fight a bounce pass down low. They'll kick out Youngbauer. Lazowski work back to Johnson. Johnson left corner. Three, good ball movement, and the shot won't fall. Offensive rebound. Grant Johnson kick out. And the runner no good from Lazowski. Grant Olson, excuse me.
Good battle underneath that backboard.
And McDonald may be playing for one here with 19 seconds left. Jordan Sikora just passed half court. Youngbauer going to come out on him. Sikora taking his time near that Viking logo at midcourt. Sikora gets by Youngbauer and tries to fight a pass through a maze of defenders, and it's stolen and coming the other way. Grant Olson. And the breakaway stopped by a foul from Cooper Mittermeier. That's his second with 3.3 seconds remaining. And a blocking foul called.
You got four scoreboards here, Caleb, and three out of the four are blocking my view.
Yeah, we kind of have to look to the right side. Inbounds to Lazowski. Lazowski pulls up from 30 feet, comes up just short. And at the half, McDonald leads 31-18 here on the road against Whitehall. We'll step out and be back shortly. First, a reminder that McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-2025 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. We're back in 3.5 minutes with stats, highlights, and Mark Maloney's military shout-outs all ahead here on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
As we get a little older, we realize the importance of taking good advice. And when it comes to retirement planning, you have access to reliable advice from a team of experts every week with Financially Speaking, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on WOGO. Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner bring you timely information for your retirement strategy with Financially Speaking, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on WOGO. Tune in and schedule a complimentary retirement planning consultation anytime at retirewithbushka.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com. Halftime here in Whitehall. Non-conference action between the Macs and the Norse. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck at the WOGO home base in Hallie. We'll take a look at the stats. Your thoughts on the first half before we hear the highlights, Mark?
Again, I think they started off pretty quick. I mean, we got a nice lead right now. Not playing the best basketball. We're up to 6 turnovers, and again, Whitehall's got 8 turnovers, but we need to kind of clean that up and maybe just slow the offense down a little bit and control the ball on offense a little bit more. Defensively, I think they're doing all right.
When you look at the stats here, four players have scored for Whitehall, led by Braden Lazowski with eight, then five for Caden Johnson, the junior off the bench, three for Grant Olson, and two for Mason Pintock. On the other side, Cale Holm really got hot at the end of the first half as he had three threes in a row to complete his scoring, 13 points a game high, five for Miles Flanagan in a very nice first half, four apiece for Carson Galvez and Alex Tokarski, three for Jordan Sikora, and two for Mason Bussey. Let's hear how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Johnson, the 5'10 junior, came off the bench and hits a big three for Whitehall, 10-5. Mittermeier drops it down for Flanagan. Power dribble for Flanny, up and in for two. From low on the left, Miles Flanagan, his first field goal. He has 3 points. The McDonald lead is 12-5. Galvez left wing. Carson puts on the floor with the right hand out to Mason Bussey, the sophomore. Leaves for Cale Holm. Holm right back to Mason. Mason crashing to the hoop and scores. A nice give-and-go action there for McDonald. 16-5 as Bussey makes his presence felt immediately. The bucket. Left wing, Carson Galvez. Galvez has the baseline, hangs in the air, and hits high off the top of the glass.
Very good finish.
Galvez with four, 18-5. McDonald. Lambeck trying to return the favor down the right side of the lane. Can't get the finger roll. Push ahead. Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler comes to a jump stop and traveled with the basketball. Just one field goal so far for the Norse. Kick to the right corner. Quick three and a block there in the corner by Galvez as he said no to the shot from Lambeck. Up top, Cale Holm. Deep three right of the circle. Money.
Nice shot by Cale.
First, his man tries to wrap a bounce pass around. Lost it for a moment. Now resets up top. Drops down for Tokarski. Crashing to the hoop and scores.
Nice pass.
Push ahead, Grant Smisky off the steal by Mittermeier. Back to Tokarski. Tokarski at the left block. Goes up strong off the glass and four straight for the senior Alex Tokarski. The good box out. Push ahead, Cale Holm. Holm crossing over down the lane. Kick out Galvez. Galvez to Sikora. Leaves for Mittermeier in the left corner. Cale Holm wide open for three. About time McDonald made one from that spot. Left corner pocket triple. And kick the right hand. Finds Galvez. Right block extended. Galvez along the baseline. Kick out. Cale Holm going two for two from the left corner pocket.
Give him the ball.
And that's how the first half sounded. We are back in 60 seconds. McDonald leading 31-18. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
McDonald leads by 13 at the break. Before the second half begins, our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we are going to start off with a new person on the list that was one of our listeners added him, and that is Noah Christofferson. He's a 2021 McDonald grad and is an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. So it's nice to have Noah added to our list, and thank you for doing that. And keep them coming. We can always add more. So here we go with Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base. They're out there kind of battling that storm, hitting that East Coast. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale. They also are gotten some storms coming down there in Louisiana. Jory Kabisha got Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Pass at Bovee, 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis is with the Minnesota Air Guard. Carter Billen is now working in the Navy Brig in San Diego. He's in the Air Force. Austin Tollison in the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson, active duty Navy. Those are both Colfax kids. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is with the Wisconsin Army National Guard out of Fort McCoy. Noah Stewart is a Chi-I grad at Lackland Air Force Base. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad in the Army Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-I grad at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-I grad with the Merchant Marines. And again, there's a lot of activity happening around the world, so we appreciate this military that we have, and please be safe, and thank you.
Absolutely, and again, more names always welcome on the list. We'd love to be able to honor them for the rest of the regular season, hopefully a deep playoff run for the Max boys and girls as well. McDonald will start out the second half with some quick ball movement and a Carson Galvez three from the right corner. No, but an offensive rebound by Sikora. Right back out to Galvez. Sikora up top between the wheels. Cale Holm, Jordan Sikora, Carson Galvez, Miles Flanagan, Cooper Mittermeier, original starting five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. They lead 31-18. Nice dump down pass to Flanagan.
Oh, nice.
Push back shot good for Cale Holm, and he has 15. Holm would have had the assist. Miles couldn't get the finish, but it bounces right back to Cale. 33 points on the board for McDonald. Quick three missed by Lambeck from the right wing. And it'll be back to the Max. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Cooper Mittermeier on the right wing. Being pursued over there by Grant Olson. Tried to find a man along the baseline, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald.
Yeah, I said it was already out of bounds, and I think Whitehall pushed it out.
Wisgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Great place to work. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wisgala.com for Wisgala Plumbing and Heating. Now they find
there
Flanagan, and Flanagan crashes to the hoop and scores. They were looking for him to start the second half, and Miles has seven.
Yes, and Kale's doing a nice job finding him.
Lazowski battering his way down the paint. His shot is blocked by McDonald's Jordan Sikora. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Flanagan with 16:42 to play. 35-18 the Max. Inbounds for Lazowski. Finds Lambeck, fellow senior. We'll leave it on the left side for Grant Olson. Olson up top by Galvez. Now the logo works into the right corner. Lambeck holding on a right hip there. Now trying to go by Cale Holm. He does. Loses it along the baseline. Last touched by McDonald. Baseline out of bounds coming up for the Whitehall Norse. They trail McDonald 35-18 here in this non-conference game. Whitehall 8-2 on the year. McDonald 7-2. Kick into the right corner. That's Grant Olson. Olson going right to the basket. And his shot is
nice
absolutely
block.
Denied. Swatted away by Flanagan.
McDonald, he wasn't going to let that one go.
Kept it inbounds as well, and we have
a technical foul
on Coach Peterson. And Coach Peterson will lose his box there, and we'll have to coach from seated position now.
Yep. He was almost ready to give him the second one.
And I'm not sure if the issue was that block.
I would assume so.
It seemed, again, we're way up here. It seemed clean. First free throw is good for Cooper Mittermeier. That's his first point. And then coach saw something a little bit different, expressed his displeasure, and the officials calmed that down very quickly. Second free throw is good for Cooper Mittermeier as well. Drew a lot of iron on both, but they went through, and we'll see if that heats up Cooper Mittermeier, his first points of the game after he went 3-of-4 from distance in that game against Stanley Boyd. Now 37-18, McDonald threatening a 20-point advantage. Cale Holm in the right corner. Holm down the lane, up with a left hand. Can't get the shooter's touch that time. Coming the other way, Lambeck across the logo. Lambeck, the senior, up top. Works right side. Driving into the lane. High shot off the glass. No whistle and a foul as Grant Olson, the senior, penetration will earn a trip to the line. Well, it's time to call Wisgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Is the first free throw no good Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Rizgala.com, 839-0707 for Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. Riley Herman, the 6'1" freshman, comes to the game for the first time. Second free throw is good for Grant Olson. Olson makes it 37-19. McDonald with the advantage. 15:48 and counting to go here, second half from Whitehall. Carson Galvez, good position on the right block, and he is called for an offensive foul.
Yeah. Sometimes that coach kind of, you know, gets the attention of the referees, and, yeah, he gets the technical out of it, but now he's getting a couple calls.
Yeah, it looked like Carson was just kind of backing his man down.
But yeah, nothing that we haven't seen any differently all year from anybody.
Two quick fouls on McDonald. That's the third on Carson Galvez, so that's a pretty significant call as Mason Bussey's going to check in here. Lambeck loops it into the left corner for Mason Pintock. Now to Olson. Olson for Lambeck via Blazowski. Lambeck driving into the lane. Nice bounce pass down low, but hitting the underside of the backboard on the miss was Pintock, and McDonald. Gail home across the timeline. Leaves it for Jordan Sikora high on the right. Drop down to Flanagan. Flanagan at the right block. Up between two defenders goes up and down and foul first, though. The crowd wanted a travel, but I think it was just a delayed whistle.
Yeah.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-2025 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence. First free throw is excellent for Miles Flanagan. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Galvez will take a seat. Bussey comes in 2-for-2 on that
wow.
trip for Miles Flanagan. Again, and been difficult from the free throw line. 1-for-8 coming into this game. But Miles, I believe it's hit his next three in a row here after splitting a pair. Lambeck going in hard to the hoop and flying to the rim with a scooping up and under layup. Lambeck, and that's his first basket.
Yeah.
39-21. McDonald still up top. Mason Bussey. He's for Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the right hand, drops down to Bussey at the right block, out to Flanagan, kicking to the left corner, Jordan Sikora. Scored a Bussey, leaves it for Cale Holm, guarded by Lambeck, trying to get a give and go. Flanagan up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier is bumped and will get a whistle. And I think Grant Olson is trying to say that Cooper was hooking him as he was going by. Olson will take a seat, as will Lazowski. Jungbauer comes in, Caden Johnston as well. Cooper Mittermeier inbounds to Cale Holm in the left corner. Holm drops down to Flanagan, left block extended. Flanagan, couple power dribbles, goes into his move, and I think he walked, and he did, yes.
Kind of got a forearm across the head there, but...
Well, if you have a need for anything glass, new mirror-quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass. 4 minutes gone by here in the second half. 39-21 McDonald on the road at Whitehall. Pintock, work around the perimeter. A trip and a whistle going against Cale Holm of McDonald. Didn't seem to be intentional. I think Caden Johnson just trying to get by. Cale Holm got tangled up with him, but the whistle will go against McDonald. That's just Cale's first. Inbounds for...
Locked.
That infraction on Caden Johnson. 13:49 to go. As you mentioned, it is a little disconcerting that three of the four scoreboards, and again, a wonderful gym.
Yes.
Gym, but we just can't see what's going on three of them, so I'm constantly turning my head the opposite side of the action. And McDonald, a turnover up top, looking for Flanagan down low, and Sikora just overshot him. Whitehall working along the left baseline with Caden Johnston. Lambeck up top, works down to the foul line, comes up with an 8-foot runner, too strong. Mason Bussey battles down the rebound. Bussey outlet to Cale Holm across the timeline. Cale goes by his man, skips up to the rim with two.
That's a good English on that one off the backboard.
Ulm has 17. The McDonald lead is 20 for the first time tonight, 41-21. Three Norsemen about to step in. Errant pass in the corner, but pulled down by Riley Herman, the freshman. Missed shot along the baseline, though, for Herman, and Bussey powers down another board. Sakura leaves for Flanagan on the left wing. Cale Holm on the left side. Drops down for Flanagan. Flanagan looking across the paint. Tips pass out to Sakura. Sakura wide open for three. Right wing. Book it. Jordan Sakura with some confidence in that shot. He has 6 points on the game. 44-21 McDonald. Left side. No hesitation on a three. Back rim, though, on the miss from Caden Johnston. Long lead feed ahead. Cale Holm. Holm with a follow. Can't get it to fall after the miss by Flanagan. Along the baseline, Riley Herman kick out for a three. That one pops in and out. Rebound through Herman's arms and into Flanagan's. Cale Holm, left corner. Holds above his head, back out to Sakura. Flanagan, right side. Cooper Mittermeier snaps off a corner pocket three from the right side, and there's the first triple of the night for Cooper Mittermeier. He has 5 points all in the second half. It's 47-21 as McDonald's starting to flex a little bit here.
Yep, when three start falling, it'll add up quick.
On the right wing, Mason Pintock. Grant Smisky, or actually no, Tekarski's about to come back into this game. Nice feed into the lane. Herman up and in for two. And the freshman has his first bucket. 47-23 McDonald. Still a lot of time remaining in this one. Just under 11 and a half to go. Cooper Mittermeier finds it. Flanagan. Driving the lane. Nice no-look feed to Flanagan. Can't get it to fall. Back out. Cale Holm. Holm, tough shot. Wild shot. Got his own rebound off the top of the backboard. Then drops it down to Bussey up and in for two.
They lost Mason. I don't know how you can do that, but they did.
6'4" and a big fella, Mason Bussey. But as you mentioned, no one got him on the weak side. 49-23 McDonald. Under 11 to play. Kick out right side. Young Bauer, the freshman for three. Back iron. No. Rebound. Flanagan and is fouled. And I think they will get Riley Herman with that one.
Yep.
McDonald will send in Smisky, Tekarski, and also I think David Anderson coming in the first time tonight. 6'1" junior forward number 13. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. 10:43 to go, 49-23 McDonald. Another whistle as going into his drive along the baseline, Cooper Mittermeier. Now the foul starting to pick up a bit here.
Johnston.
And McDonald's committed 3-4 whistles now on the Whitehall Norse. Caden Johnston just his first. Tekarski will inbound. The senior throws into the backcourt, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier will take his time jogging across the Norse logo at midcourt. Left side to Tekarski. Tekarski lost it on the way to the hoop. Out of bounds and last touch by McDonald. Possession going back to Whitehall. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Lazowski, the leading scorer for Whitehall in the first half with 8 points. He has yet to score in the second, though. 49-23 McDonald. Drive to the hoop. Denied by Bussey.
Yeah.
Blocked out of bounds. Inbound play coming up here for Whitehall as Caden Johnston thought he had a clear path to the hoop.
He was kind of stumbling through there and didn't get a very good shot off. It wasn't hard for Mason to block that.
Up top to Johnston from Lazowski out of bounds. Oop. Tipped pass out of bounds and last touch by Whitehall. Cooper Mittermeier touched it, but then it caromed off of Grant Olson. And back to the Max. 10-10 to go. Cooper Mittermeier across the Viking logo at midcourt to David Anderson on the right wing. For Bussey up top, finds Mittermeier. Mittermeier gets by his man, runs into a double, maintaining the dribble up top to Tekarski. Tekarski a throwaway and a steal. Youngbauer coming the other way, and Youngbauer lost the handle. He'll have to pull it back out. Drive along the baseline, and a whistle and a foul on McDonald. And Grant Olson will earn a trip to the line.
We're going to put that on.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. That was the second on Tokarski as the first free throw is good. Call 723-9490. Stop by in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I honestly thought they put that on David Anderson, but...
Second free throw no good, and rebound snapped down by Bussey. Long feed ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Drop down to Tokarski, who already has 4 points. He pumps in the lane, goes up and scores. 6 points for the senior, Alex Tokarski. A 6'3" forward, 51-24 McDonald. Wazowski up top, goes to the left elbow. Runner in the lane, comes up short. Tokarski powers down the rebound. Outlet to Smisky. Smisky on the run. Kick into the right corner. No hesitation on a three from Cooper Mittermeier. Back rim, no. Tokarski pulls down the rebound. He'll go right to the hoop and score.
Nice hustle by Alex.
Alex Tokarski with 8 points. I believe we're getting close to a season high. That may be a season high for Alex. 53-24 at the halfway point of the second half. There's a nice runner in the lane.
Wazowski, I believe.
Wazowski, his first two-point field goal. He's now into double digits with 10. 53-26 McDonald. Grant Smisky on the left wing. Smisky up top between the wheels. Leaves for David Anderson. Anderson back to Grant. And
travel.
Grant called for a travel. Sent into a head fake. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 8:39 to go, 53-26. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com on the road at Whitehall. Right side, Lambeck. Leaves it for Olsen. Olsen fires along the baseline. Touch pass out to Lizowski. Loops it for Lambeck and a steal by Tokarski. Tokarski down the left side of the lane. Goes in hard. He's fouled and will go to the line. Looking to get into double-digit points. Alex Tokarski has come to play here tonight.
Yes, he's hustling really, really well.
Tokarski's previous season high was 6 points. According to Wisports.net, the stats we're able to have, so... A new season high for Tokarski. He comes up too long on the first free throw. Flanagan, Holm, and Sikora come in. Bussey, Smisky, and Anderson out for head coach Adam Schilling. And the Max, they lead 53-26 with 8:16 on the clock. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. More in a moment. Second free throw, too strong for Tokarski. Batted out to McDonald, though. Quick hands by Cale Holm down there. Cooper Mittermeier, right wing. Mittermeier pulls it up at the foul line. Back out for Cale Holm. Goes behind his back, working a right-handed dribble up top. Right side, Flanagan in the corner. Finds Cooper Mittermeier straight on. Cale Holm rotates down to Sikora in the left corner. Jordan picks up his dribble. Cooper Mittermeier between the wheels, straight on. Right at the top of the key. Mittermeier to Flanagan, left of the circle. 53-26, it remains McDonald. Flanagan into the left corner, Jordan Sikora. Sikora puts on the floor with the right hand out to Cooper Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier goes by his man at the right elbow, out beyond the three-point arc now on the right wing. To Sikora, right at the circle. Sikora driving down the lane, hangs in the air, kisses it off the glass and scores. A nifty move off the window for Jordan Sikora. 5 in the second half, 8 in the game. And Cale Holm denies a shot coming the other way and knocks it out of bounds. Carson Galvez will come in. Tokarski's going to get a nice hand here. Again, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. You can visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallean anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. 55-26. Lazowski out to Lambeck. Passes up a three from the right corner. Lazowski high on the right. He'll snap off a three. Front rimmed it. No. Rebound pulled in by Flanagan. Flanagan to Cale Holm. His pocket pick loose on the floor. Shovel into the lane. Lambeck against Flanagan. Flanagan, good defense, but a late foul. Flanagan left his feet and then got called as Lambeck will go to the line shooting two with 7:02 remaining in a 55-26 game. Seth Lambeck sitting at 2 points. Give him three as he knocks in the first free throw. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is the place to go. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, they'll get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury or any injury keep you from being your best. Visit Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Second free throw is good for Seth Lambeck. 55-28 the score as we traverse under 7 minutes to play. Again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Main bases, main locations, and now two in Chippewa Falls. A new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake as Cale Holm drives baseline, can't get it to fall, scramble for the rebound, tie up underneath, and Whitehall pulls it loose without a held ball.
Yeah, good
Preston
scramble
Schroeder.
There.
Pulled it out of there, kick out, open look at a three for Whitehall, and that's good for Grant Olson from the left wing, the senior, his second triple. 55-31 McDonald, under 6.5 to go. Again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, that new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Many outreach clinics, Altoona and Chippewa Falls, the main locations. You can find out more, cvosm.com/WOGO. cvosm.com/WO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Carson Galvez has his shot denied in the lane.
Yeah, they've kind of got a triple team going on there. They should dish that off a little bit. It gets awful crowded underneath that basket.
Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half, 55-31, McDonald. And another whistle on the inbound.
Yep.
And Cale Holm crashes to the deck.
Lazowski.
I believe that's the sixth team foul. It is. And the second on Braden Lazowski. 55-31. McDonald with the lead. 6:07 remaining. Inbounds to Flanagan. Right block extended out to Grant Smisky. Grant leaves it up top. Jordan Sikora. Sikora for Cale Holm. Holm for Flanagan between the wheels. Flanagan, couple bounces with the right hand. Picks it up. Looking for some help. Loops it back out near midcourt. Grant Smisky. Smisky puts on the floor with the left hand. Smisky down the lane. Kick out. Grant. Open look at a three, no, for Carson Galvez. Good look there for McDonald. Didn't go down. Lazowski in the lane. Nice move as he turns. Shrugs his man off with a shoulder and scores. Braden Lazowski.
He didn't have nothing else to do with it there but shoot it.
55-33. The McDonald lead is trimmed to 22. Sikora. Kick out, Grant Smisky, wide open corner. Pocket three, book it for Grant from the right corner. Credit Sikora on the assist. And now Smisky pulls down a rebound after a missed long-range jumper. Lost the handle near midcourt, coming the other way. Olson, Olson has his shot swatted and denied by Cale Holm. Out of bounds to Whitehall. Good defense on both sides here.
Yes.
4:58 to play, 58-33. McDonald with the lead. As the Norris will inbound on their own baseline, kick out to Olson. Olson at the foul line. His bounce pass is stolen in the paint by Grant Smisky. Smisky fires a pass to the right corner out to Carson Galvez. Straight on for a three. Rattles in and out. Smisky pulls down the rebound in the left corner inside the arc. Back out to Galvez. Still 58-33 McDonald. Smisky from the left wing outside the arc. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Keeping the head up. Out to Galvez. Galvez across the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Leaves it for Sikora in the right corner. Up top, Smisky between the wheels.
Run a little bit of clock here. That's what they're doing.
Whitehall cannot foul without sending McDonald to the line. 4:19 to play, 58-33 the max. You're on the road looking for win number 8. Smisky to Jordan Sikora in the left corner. Sikora high feed and bobbled a little bit by Flanagan and taken away by Lambeck. Lambeck into the left corner. Open look at a three. Good for Lazowski in transition. That's a tough shot for the senior. He makes it look easy, 58-36. Under 4 to go. Driving in hard. Jordan Sikora hangs in the air and goes over the top of his defender and scores.
He did hang a long time there. I thought that was going to get blocked, but he did a nice job of moving the ball.
Lambeck right corner. Out to Lazowski. Lazowski sneaks a sweet bounce pass down low to Riley Herman from the top of the key to the left baseline. And the freshman has 4 points. McDonald still leads comfortably by 22, but Whitehall knocks the pass away. Another steal. Lazowski ends up with it. Right side, Lambeck. Lambeck going by his defender. Pulls it up at the right block. Shoots a pass out left wing for Grant Olson. Olson in the lane. Tough shot. Comes off the front of the iron. Grabs his own rebound after Herman knocked it loose, but a travel down low. And back to McDonald with 3:06 to play. Young Bowers coming back into the game, as is Caden Johnston. Lambeck will check out. Grant Olson will as well. And it looks like the Norse will be sending in a couple more substitutions as well. Demetrius Hodges, 5'9", senior, coming into the game, number 21. Also, Bo Killian, another freshman, 5'10". Freshman guard, number 4. 60-38, McDonald, just over 3 to play. Non-conference action here tonight. Grant Smisky working against Young Bauer, back out to Sakura. In the left corner, Cale Holm. Holm finds Smisky cutting to the lane, and he walked with the basketball. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Wheeling in the lane, throwing out of bounds for Whitehall, and now McDonald will sub in 5 for 5. Dawson Moulton, 6-foot sophomore forward, into the game, number 40. Also Eli Stepp, his first action tonight, 5'9", sophomore guard, number 2. Dominic Hazleton, 5'9", senior forward, number 22. Ben Siegenthaler back out there as well. Whistle and a foul with 2:28 to play as Siegenthaler hit the deck. And who did I miss? Calvin Reinick out there as well, the 5'9", senior guard, number 11. Post Glass post game show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices, Post Glass and Mirror. Free throw is good for Siegenthaler as he will get into the scoring column, the 6-foot junior. A lot of highlights as well as we recap this one and look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, including a state ranked hockey matchup tomorrow night, Chi-High Memorial. 2 for 2, Ben Siegenthaler. I believe those were his first free throw attempts of the season.
Yeah. First points of the night.
62-38, McDonald. Young Bauer. Kick to the left side. Quick three. Rattles in and out. Hazleton pulls down the rebound. He's doubled. Push ahead to Eli Stepp. Stepp to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler. Nice bounce to Reinick in the lane. Up there and in for go. Two. Calvin Reinick, the senior. Off the dime from the junior. Scores, makes it 64-38. Siegenthaler almost picks the pocket of his man high on the left. Almost 2 minutes left to go. Young Bauer driving baseline, pulls it up at the right block. Nice feed to a cutting fellow freshman, Riley Herman. That was a good-looking pass in the lane. One of the fans from Whitehall was telling me their freshman team hasn't lost a game yet this year and usually wins by 20-30. Moulton misses in the lane. Stepp kicks it out to Hazleton on the offensive glass. Hazleton comes to a jump stop at the right block. They'll work it out to Stepp with a minute 30 or so left. Offensive rebound on a miss by Stepp. No, knocked out of bounds, last touched by McDonald.
And at 23 left here, 64-40. McDonald ahead.
McDonald jumped out of the gate fast here tonight against a talented Whitehall team. Eli Stepp, speaking of talented, steps in front of a pass down the lane, and he's hammered going in hard. Demetrius Hodges will pick up the foul. And Eli Stepp will go to the line, shooting two. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, as we've been reminding you, is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. First free throw for Eli Stepp rattles out. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty and small class sizes, but hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. Second one too long for Eli Stepp. Minute 10 to go, 64-40, McDonald. Hazleton almost reached in and knocked away from Young Bauer. Instead, a foul. And honestly, from this vantage point, I can't tell if there are five or six fouls on the board for McDonald.
Yeah, it looks like six.
So that was the sixth. So no fouls left to give for the Max. Quick three is good. Left wing, Jungbauer. The freshman, he's got quite a bit of playing time here tonight. That's his first basket. 64-43. Eli Stepp crossing over on his man, over for Calvin Reinick. Outside the arc, Reinick splits a couple defenders and a whistle and a foul, and Reinick's going to go to the line, shooting a 1-1 here.
Hodges picked up his second. If Calvin can make some free throws.
He already has a field goal tonight. Reinick, the senior, first free throw is good. ...65-43, McDonald with 46.1 to play.
And short of it.
And it's short on the second free throw.
...46 seconds left.
And reserves in for both teams here. McDonald leading comfortably by 22. Long cross-court pass for Whitehall. Now a drive into the lane, high off the glass and in for Caden Johnston. He's had a nice game tonight. 20-point lead, 65-45 for the Max. Eli Stepp across the logo. Stepp spins by his man, drops it down for Moulton, right block extended. McDonald again not really looking to score anymore. Leading by 20, this would be their fifth victory in a row. 9 seconds to play. Stepp showing off the handles here against Johnston. Dribble it out with 3-2 and
a
1.
5 second call. Almost.
Almost a 5 second call. McDonald cruising to a victory on the road here at Whitehall. The North still in first place in the large Dairyland. They'll fall to 8-3 on this season. McDonald now 8-2 as they get closer to the halfway point of their campaign. Still 4-1 in second place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Your final score, the McDonald Max 65, the Whitehall Norse 45. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald wins it by 20. We have a lot coming up with stats, highlights, analysis, and a conversation with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. That's all ahead in 3.5 here on WOGO as McDonald wins their fifth in a row.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's
just having his way.
Off the
there we go.
Good. Gives McDonald their first lead. And that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Oh, he's good. Freed home. Beats a goaltender right back.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Well, this is the Post Glass and Mirror post game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, they have free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. We'll check the stats. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling and get you the highlights as well as McDonald wins at 65-45. They're 20-point victory, their fifth in a row, as they continue to cruise here in the season. Coach Adam Schilling will be joining us in a moment. But, Mark, again, it's a good-looking team that's still scratching the surface of their potential.
Yes, I mean, they played very well here, and I got, you know, 10 of them in the scoring column, so that's nice to see. You know, and, again, Alex Tekarski just came to play, like you said, Caleb. He came to play tonight. He was rebounding. He was doing a really, really nice job out there. So that's good to see, you know, some of them seniors getting some playing time out there and doing a really good job. So let's get Coach Schilling's comments here and go on from there.
Adam Schilling joins us here on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Coach, five victories in a row, and we talked before the game again about the potential of this team, and you said, I don't think we've played our best basketball yet, but again, in a game here against a Whitehall team that picked up a good win against Regis on Saturday, they can shoot. What did you like about what you did here today?
I thought we rebounded the ball pretty well. I think we held them to one shot for the majority of the game, and that allowed us to get out in transition. We shared the ball pretty well on offense. Still probably left some points out there that, you know, shots at the rim that we normally make didn't go in tonight. But they kept getting more and more opportunities. And if we keep getting enough shots at the rim, we should be able to score some.
It looked like you were making more of a concerted effort in the second half to try to get the ball down to the post. Is that the case? And is that just, again, another facet of this offense you want to develop?
Yeah, we're really trying to work on that. We've been, you know, pretty perimeter-orientated beginning of the season. So the next step is to be able to throw the ball inside and make the defense collapse a little bit. So we got some post guys that are working really hard in practice with Coach Wykes. And, you know, he does a good job getting them, you know, certain post moves to use. And it's a matter of getting confidence in those things, and I think that's coming along.
Are you impressed with the way your defense is switching from, you know, again, man-to-man, but you came out on a 2-3 zone, and it was quite effective, again, against a Whitehall team that was scoring 73 points per game.
Yeah, I've watched the Regis game, and they were really good off the dribble, getting to the rim, so we want to try to protect the paint a little bit. We were able to do that at the 2-3 zone, and, again, it helped our rebounding and held them to one shot. So that allowed us to really get out and run the floor a little bit.
Well, Coach, a quick turnaround before playing Mondovi, then we've got you again against Fall Creek later on this week, too. So, again, what's the message to the team other than, you know what, make good decisions and get to bed on time tonight?
Yeah, you know, we play six games in our, well, I guess including tonight, we play six games in the, you know, 10-day period or whatever it is. So a lot of games, a lot of opportunity for kids to hopefully get in the game and show what they can do. And like I told the kids after the game, I don't care if we win or lose at this point. I just really want to see us continue to improve. There might be games we just play a better team than us, but as long as we play solid and continue to show some growth, I think I'll be pretty happy.
Well, Coach, we're continuing to see growth in your eighth victory in 10 tries so far this season. Thanks for the time, and we'll see you a little bit later on this week against Fall Creek.
Thank you guys for coming over. I really appreciate it.
As head coach Adam Schilling, we're going to take a three-minute break so we can finish things up here. We'll get your highlights queued up. Then we'll hear from Mark Maloney and get you those stats as well. All ahead in 3 minutes as we finish up the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wirzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Time to finish up the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll get Mark Maloney's thoughts in a moment. Your highlights as well. First, a quick look at the stats. Seven players scored tonight for Whitehall and 10 for McDonald's. McDonald, 65-45 winners in their first true road game of the season. Braden Lazowski led the way for the Norse with 15 points, then 8 for Grant Olson, 7 for Caden Johnson, 6 for the freshman Riley Herman, 4 for Seth Lambeck, 3 for William Youngbauer, and 2 for Mason Pintock. On the other side for McDonald, 17 points for Cale Holm. He had 13 of those in the first half. McDonald also had two players in double figures, Jordan Sikora with 10 points, then two players close to double figures, 9 for Miles Flanagan and 8 for Alex DeCarcy. But again, as 10 different players for McDonald scored, Cooper Mittermeier with 5 points all in the second half, 4 for Mason Bussey, 3 apiece for Calvin Reinick and Grant Smisky, and 2 for Ben Siegenthaler. And let's not forget Carson Galvez with 4, and that rounds out the 10 different players who scored for McDonald. And it's great when you're losing people in the post game because so many scored, Mark Maloney, because usually if you get double-digit scores, you had a pretty good game.
Yes, and again, you know, with 10 guys contributing to the scoring tonight was nice to see. And it's always fun, Caleb, when you see just somebody spark them coming off the bench. And Alex Tegarski did a nice job of that tonight. We've seen him play before, you know, but he put in some nice quality minutes tonight and just a very, very nice job. So coach has got to be happy with that. And, you know, gets him going for the rest of the season too, kind of like, hey, I know what I can do here, so let's keep it up. But again, defensively, you know, we wanted one and done. That kind of started out that way in the first half. They kind of opened it up a little bit in the second half, but the post moves down there offensively, getting the ball down to Miles, Galvez, those guys, and again, they got to work on that a little bit more. Miles got to come up with some moves down there and make some of those little bunnies. But, again, that'll come as the season progresses here. So great job by the McDonald boys.
Well, as we finish up the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, our second half highlights, let's hear how it sounded here on WOGO. Alley finds Flanagan, and Flanagan crashes to the hoop and scores. They were looking for him to start the second half, and Miles has seven. Kick into the right corner. That's Grant Olson. Olson going right to the basket, and his shot is
nice
absolutely
block.
Denied, swatted away by Flanagan. Lambeck up top, works down to the foul line, comes up with an 8-foot runner, too strong. Mason Bussey battles down the rebound. Bussey outlet to Cale Holm across the timeline. Cale goes by his man, skips up to the rim with two.
That's some good English on that one off the backboard.
Flanagan on the left wing, Cale Holm on the left side. Drops down for Flanagan. Flanagan looking across the paint, tips pass out to Sakura. Sakura wide open for three, right wing, book it. Jordan Sakura with some confidence in that shot. He has 6 points on the game, 44-21 McDonald. Back out to Sakura. Flanagan right side, Cooper Mittermeier snaps off a corner pocket three from the right side, and there's the first triple of the night for Cooper Mittermeier. He has 5 points all in the second half. It's 47-21 as McDonald's starting to flex a little bit here. To Flanagan, can't get it to fall. Back out. Cale Holm. Holm, tough shot, wild shot. Got his own rebound off the top of the backboard, then drops it down to Bussey up and in for two.
They lost Mason. I don't know how you can do that, but they did.
6-4 and free throw no good. And rebound snapped down by Bussey. Long feed ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Drop down to Tokarski, who already has 4 points. He pumps in the lane, goes up and scores. 6 points for the senior, Alex Tokarski. On the rebound, outlet to Smisky. Smisky on the run. Kick into the right corner. No hesitation on a three from Cooper Mittermeier. Back rim, no. Tokarski pulls down the rebound. He'll go right to the hoop and score.
Nice hustle by Alex.
Alex Tokarski with 8 points. Cora puts on the floor with the right hand out to Cooper Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier goes by his man at the right elbow, out beyond the three-point arc now on the right wing. To Sakura, right at the circle. Sakura driving down the lane, hangs in the air, kisses it off the glass, and scores. A nifty move off the window for Jordan Sakura. 5 in the second half, 8 in the game, and Cale.
He didn't have nothing else to do with it there but shoot it.
55-33, the McDonald lead is trimmed to 22. Sakura. Kick out, Grant Smisky, wide open corner. Pocket three, book it for Grant. From the right corner. Credit Sakura on the assist. And now court coming the other way. Olson. Olson has his shot swatted and denied by Cale Holm. Out of bounds. 58-36. Under four to go. Driving in hard. Jordan Sakura hangs in the air and goes over the top of his defender and scores.
He did hang a long time there. I thought that was going to get blocked, but he did a nice job.
Kick to the left side. Quick three. Rattles in and out. Hazleton pulls down the rebound. He's doubled. Push ahead to Eli Stepp. Stepp to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler, nice bounce to Reinick in the lane. Up
there
and in for
go.
Two. And that's how the second half sounded as we conclude the Post-Glass postgame show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, thank you to our host, Whitehall High School Athletic Director Jamie Youngbauer. Quick look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Next time, we'll see these McDonald Max boys coming up very quickly on the 11th against Fall Creek, 6:55 start. The Max girls the next night on the road at Regis. That's going to be a huge game in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. And tomorrow night, some great hockey action. Greg Stewart, Chi High boys hockey hosting Eau Claire Memorial. Two teams in the top six in the state, Chi-High 2, Memorial 6. So stay tuned for that one tomorrow night at 6:40 p.m. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Whitehall High School. Our thanks to our board operator back in the WOGO studios, Zach Wycheck. Your final score, the McDonnell Max 65, the Whitehall Norse 45. This has been Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Whitehall.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.